In many respects, the kids from the Bentonville High School Chamber Choir had a typical class trip to New York City last weekend. They caught a Broadway show, they went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, they rode the subway to Chinatown. But on Monday night, they step onto the stage of Carnegie Hall. These students from Arkansas, along with kids from Arizona and Idaho, were chosen to perform in Carnegie Hall's National High School Choral Festival. Jeff London was there.
Singing has been a part of Carnegie Hall's rich musical tradition since it opened in 1891, says Clive Gillinson, the hall's executive and artistic director.
Andrew Carnegie's wife was a member of the Oratorio Society, and this was actually built because she hadn't got a concert hall. So it's very nice to be able to ask your husband to build this for you so that your choir's got a home, but that was where we came from.
4 years ago, Carnegie Hall asked Craig Jessup, conductor of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, to create a choral festival that singles out the best high school choirs in the country.
And I said, I think it's a terrific idea. I think it's a great idea. But I said, make it about the music. Don't make it a competition.
Forty-two choirs auditioned this year, and four were selected, including Bentonville High School's Chamber Choir, a group of 30 students from northwestern Arkansas. They started learning the music last September, rehearsed with Craig Jessup for 2 days in January, and finally made it to New York last weekend. Senior Michelle Carter said the journey has been intense.
We have now officially focused on only our New York music for about the past month. So just this past day has been a break for us to kind of unwind and enjoy New York before we get here today. Starting 6.5-hour rehearsals is going to be interesting.
Craig Jessup had 2 days to take the 200-plus singers from around the country and turn them into a cohesive ensemble. He arranged them in a large square while he and the pianist were in the middle.
They're seated all mixed up from day one. They're not treated as four separate choirs, they're treated as one choir. It's a real bonding experience.
This year, the students performed two 20th century choral masterworks, Poulenc's Gloria and Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms. From the opening warm-ups, Craig Jessup strove for musical excellence.
Picky, picky, picky. That's why we come to Carnegie Hall. Right on the left. 2, 3, and 6. This is craft. 10% art, 90% craft. But the art doesn't come if the craft isn't there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
By the end of the second day, the kids were exhausted, said Michelle Carter.
That is the hardest I've ever worked in my entire life. People who don't sing cannot possibly understand how much work it really is if you do it right.
Bentonville junior Hunter Klee appreciated Craig Jessup's attention to detail.
Went through every measure, every beat, you know, every little piece of minutiae. And actually during break, I saw Michelle passed out in the corner of the floor. She had just gotten so tired that she had to lay down and take a nap.
The next day, the students had their first rehearsal with the professional orchestra, and Hunter Klee said it kicked up the intensity another notch.
Any mistakes that we made, and we made a few, you know, our first time through with the orchestra, it was just a different experience, different sounds. There were a lot of stuff I didn't hear before in previous recordings. They kind of come out when you hear it live. I think it changed the energy, too.
But the energy just kept intensifying. The next morning, each choir had a chance to step on the Carnegie Hall stage and rehearse the three numbers they would sing individually in the first half of the program. Bentonville's choir director, Terry Hicks, was choked up.
Just absolutely amazing to get up there on that stage and to see the looks on my students' faces as they looked out into that hall and to give that downbeat and to have them react. It's a dream come true. It really, really is.
As the time for the performance approached, the Bentonville Chamber Choir stood in a circle, holding hands, offering a prayer in song. The individual performances in the first half went well. Now, the 211 singers waited in the cramped backstage space to go on and sing as one choir. And Craig Jessup was still coaching them.
Thank you for a wonderful week. Hold nothing back tonight. Let it all focus on this music. Watch me like a hawk. Don't rush. And enjoy every second of it. Thank you.
After the performance, even the tough-to-please Jessup was pleased.
I think we peaked. Tonight it all came together. There was an extra level of concentration and commitment. And there was an extra, a spirituality about it that I felt was very strong.
The kids from Bentonville said they'd learned lessons about teamwork and discipline. They said they'd picked up a lot of Facebook addresses from the kids in the other choirs. But for Hunter Klee, there's one thing he'll never forget.
After we finished, we got a standing O. That was more than I could manage, a standing O in Carnegie Hall. It doesn't get any better than that.
The Bentonville High School Chamber Choir is already back in Arkansas, starting rehearsals for their spring concert. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Oh,